eventually what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world where you'll have some countries that won't have it under control, sadly. You don't want to completely block off the ability for those, you know, people to go there and come back and move around.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We've been funding mRNA for over 10 years, and now it's, you know, accelerated its development. There's not a natural marketplace, and there's not a natural incentive for people to build products that anticipate that. It simply wouldn't make sense for the private sector on its own to do this work. And so when we look at this kind of risk, the epidemic risk, you've got to bring governments and foundations together to create the right incentive structure. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus. If we start now, we can be ready for the next epidemic. You know, is there something to worry about with medicines? That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein. So, yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system where we, you know, do trials and test things out.
Because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines, and somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
Well, we have to do two things at once. We have to bring this epidemic to an end, primarily by getting the vaccine out in large numbers to the entire world. And we have to make sure that we're ready, because there will be another pandemic.